Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So this is what I mean by become, right? So I know I procrastinate. And if I'm acknowledging that I procrastinate, then I can say, okay, what's causing me to procrastinate? Right? So now I have to become the person that acts quickly so that I don't procrastinate. I have to become, and now what trigger, what can I do to act quickly? So it allows us to peel back the onion and discover what is the root that's holding us back from becoming what it is that's holding us back, right? Becoming the person that can then rid ourselves, overcome that barrier. And if it is, I don't have anybody right now, then build that relationship. Instead of saying, well, I just don't know. Okay, well, let's go build a relationship. Let's go meet somebody. Let's be intentional about establishing a relationship with somebody who is like you want to be.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven, and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience. I'm so happy to be here, but you know what? The season is about to end. Next week is the last one for the season.
But it gives everyone an opportunity to go back and catch up.
Yes, catch
for
up.
Any that you miss, or repetition's key. So if you want to go back and watch some over and over again, which is the best way to learn, by the way, repetition. So always go back during the off season. So we're on 3 months, off 3 months, on 3 months, off 3 months, but not really off because, again, we have so many episodes now. We're so blessed with the Self-Talk Experience to have so many episodes. You can always go back and check out the ones you missed, especially the beginning ones, to see how this one has grown.
Oh, that was a compliment. Okay.
Yeah, it's a compliment. Hey, 1994. I see the necklace.
1994 is the best year of my life, actually.
Why? Why is that the best year of your life?
Because it's when Morgan State gave me my degree.
Okay.
No, it's when we got married, babe.
Hey, look, you know you got a lot of comments from that whole degree thing in the last episode.
I know. Yeah. Hey, I earned it. I deserve it.
But did you really earn it?
Yes, I did.
I earned it, your degree.
No, hold on. Wait. You did. I couldn't pass science and chemistry. So you helped me. And anyway, who sends home take-home tests? I'm not taking the take-home test. I'm going to get the take-home test to somebody who can take it and pass it. That's crazy. Anyway. No, but I did well with all my other things. Anyway, thank you for my degree, 1994. And it's also the year I married my baby.
Yes. And by the way, what does science have to do with broadcast journalism anyway?
Right.
Yeah.
So exactly.
That's okay.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm fine.
You are fine. You are fine. And you are fine.
Thanks, babe.
Welcome to another episode of the Self-Talk Experience, where we talk about the things we say to ourselves, because the self-talk we have, and by the way, we say 70,000 things to ourselves, conversations we have with ourselves every day.
I say way more. I say way more.
Yeah, because you're a yapper. No, she's fluent in Japanese.
You think I yap to myself?
Oh, no doubt. You yap to everybody else.
So most people don't say the things to themselves as often as I do, probably. You think? No, seriously?
Yeah, you talk a lot.
Well, guess
people wouldn't know that you talk as much as you talk.
Yeah, well, my sister Oniqua talks way more than I do. So
you're calling people out by name?
No, we have great conversations. When we're together, we're like ready to jump in because we both talk so much.
Okay, so can we talk about what this episode is about?
What do you want to talk about today?
Well, since I was saying that we say 70,000.
Love you,
sissy. We were saying that we say 70,000 things to ourselves every single day. And so the things we say to ourselves matters.
Yes, they
because
do.
The things
Absolutely.
We say to ourselves eventually determines what we attract for ourselves based on how we see a thing. It's not even what the thing is how we see the thing.
You know, that's so funny because this morning I set my clock so I can go work out. But you called me before my alarm went off and said, you have to get up now because we had to move some things around in our day.
Yeah.
And my first thought to myself was, oh, well, I'm not getting up now. I'm just not going to work out today. And then
is that what you said to yourself?
No, seriously. Yeah. These are the thoughts. I'm like, I'm tired. I don't feel like getting up yet. I thought I had 20 more minutes. All these things are going through my head, right? But then I had to switch my self-talk. Mm. And I had to remind myself of why I set my clock to get up to work out in the first place, right? So my health is so important to me. So I had to shake it off and get up and go work out.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, it's just what you're talking about. These conversations we have, you're having it, and all of a sudden it can switch. Like, what are you doing, girl?
Yeah.
Get up and go work out, right?
Yeah.
That's very interesting that you said that.
Yeah. No, well, one of the things that I think is key too, and we talk about this often, is having the right people in your space and in your corner who can remind you about what you said you wanted to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is how we break patterns, right? Because self-sabotage is nothing but a thought pattern that unfortunately limits our ability to reach our personal goal. It undermines it.
Right, right.
And so if it's a thought pattern that's undermining our goals, then a pattern is something that needs to be broken in order to create a new one. And if it needs to be broken, you need someone to help break it. So if you're fearful for going in and doing the presentation, fearful of actually talking to the person that can open the door for you, then you need someone to say, look, I'm sitting outside. I'm about to go in. I just need you to talk to me as I walk in so I know I'm not walking out once I walk in.
That's great.
Right? So that's someone who they helped me to break the pattern. Otherwise, you sit it and you're like, nervousness takes over. It becomes overwhelming, daunting, fearful. And you're just like, you know what? I'm not going to do it today. I'm not going to do it.
So let me ask you this, though. If that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you don't have anyone? Sometimes we may not be at a point in our lives where we have someone in our corner that we can reach out to. Or how about we do and they're not available in that moment we need them? That's when your self-talk, positive self-talk really has to kick in. And that's the whole part of personal development, because you build up the person you are. And if I reach out to that person to talk to me when I'm walking into this important meeting and they're not available, I have to now go into myself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, it's true. It is. All right. So let's do it this way. Because this is it's funny. This is what I really want to talk about today anyway.
Okay.
And that is, a lot of times we focus on the outcome, but it is really on the become. Right. So the outcome, we're like, man, I want to lose weight.
That's
I want
good.
To
That's
be a millionaire.
Good.
I want to hit this goal. And so we're focused on the outcome. But
who do you become?
That determines the outcome.
Oh, yes.
Because if you don't become, the outcome is the same.
That's true.
Because the outcome is determined on who you already are. Like who you are. And I hate to say it this way because it sounds a little insensitive, but I'm not. I think people love our podcast because from what we've been told, we're just, this is what it is. Like I would want somebody, if I wanted to be mentored by somebody, I would want somebody to tell me the real deal. Don't hype me up.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because hype doesn't get me anywhere. Maybe fleeting satisfaction, but it doesn't get me anywhere to sustain that level because I didn't become. And so I would want someone to tell me the real deal. And the real deal is, where you are today, where we are today, is a result of who we have been. If we want to go to a different place, we have to become the next version of ourselves to then attract and sustain that level.
Absolutely.
Because you can get there because of luck. You can get there because of timing. You can get there because of God's favor and grace. You can get there, but to sustain it, like, look, if you make $300,000 a year, but we have the same spending habits as we did when we were at $30,000, it's going to feel the same stress as a $30,000 income earner.
Wow.
Right? Because you just spent up to the $300,000 with the cars, the houses, the clothes, whatever it is. And so there is no peace of mind that comes with that because we have not become the person that provides peace in our lives. We actually operate in chaos and we keep the chaos around us because that's who we are. We are a person that operates around chaos. We actually bring the chaos to us because we've not become a person who actually creates and lives in peace.
Donald, there's your clip for today. That was good, babe.
It's real because I often talk to folks who are like, and like you, you said, hey, look, what if you don't have a person? The greatest thing about knowing where you want to go is, number one, addressing to you in the mirror, mm-hmm. acknowledging mm-hmm. that this is what's stopping me from getting there.
And also, you know, we use looking in a mirror as a metaphor, but literally looking in the mirror and talking to yourself sometimes is better. You know, we say, oh, you have to take a look in the mirror, but really, let's take a look in the mirror.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Yeah.
And take a look in the mirror.
Yeah, how's it feel too?
How does it feel?
Yeah.
How do you feel? How do you look? Like all the things that come with really going inside and looking at yourself, physically looking at yourself, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, I talk to myself all the time, whether I'm looking in the mirror or not now, because it's just a habit to have the self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
And if you said, hey, look, you know, what if you don't know anybody? That would be a good thing to acknowledge and say, look, I don't have anybody right now to hold me accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what's necessary for me. I keep letting me down. I know I'm going to say I'm going to do it and not. I know I procrastinate. So this is what I mean by become, right? So I know I procrastinate. And if I'm acknowledging that I procrastinate, then I can say, okay, what's causing me to procrastinate?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? So now I have to become the person that acts quickly so that I don't procrastinate. I have to become, and now what trigger, what can I do to act quickly? So it allows us to peel back the onion and discover what is the root that's holding us back from becoming what it is that's holding us back, right? Becoming the person that can then rid ourselves, overcome that barrier. And if it is, I don't have anybody right now, then build that relationship. Instead of saying, well, I just don't know. Okay, well, let's go build a relationship. Let's go meet somebody. Let's be intentional about establishing a relationship with somebody who is like you want to be. And you're like, oh my gosh, I would love to be like you. I admire. I know we go to the same church. I know that we go to the same networking events. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd love to maintain some communication. And there's no hidden agenda there. The agenda is I'd love to establish this healthy relationship. And because of those relationships, I have been blessed to have people around me who can hold me accountable on what I say I want. The problem is, and I think you know this, it's so easy to look at what other people have done and to admire it and say, man, I love to have it. I love to be like that. I love being able to do those things. That's, you know, lifestyle, if you will.
Right.
But then not say, well, am I willing to do that activity?
Right.
That creates it.
Well, you know, I wanted to go back really quickly, what you were just talking about finding the person. I have two of my favorite people in my life that I got close to in that way,
mm-hmm.
saying, hey, I think there's a connection here. Amy Dorsey and Sherry Gary,
mm-hmm.
friends for life, right? Mm-hmm. But it happened that way because I was intentional about making that connection, and they were intentional about making that connection, and both of us, all of us receiving that connection. So it's important because it's so easy to just to know what you need to do, but to sit on the couch and turn on Netflix and kind of put it away, right? And then say, I think I want to do it, I don't know. But it's a big step to actually put yourself out there and be that person.
Yeah.
So it's not easy to do.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
No, it's not. It's not. But here's the thing. This is the reason. The reason why it's not easy to do is because we have not developed the attitude yet. So sometimes we look at, okay, so we talked about lifestyle, right? People say, okay, I want to be like you. Well, that means you got to have the same results, right? The results allow, if you like someone's physique, for an example, okay, so you like their results. How do you get the results? They acted in a certain way, right? Whether it be eating, whether it be working out, like there was some action. How do you get to the action? Well, the only way you got to the action is because you had some attitude, right? The attitude said, yo, I'm doing it today.
Right.
And, you know, today it changes. Today I draw the line and saying that today, right? So it was an attitude. Mm-hmm. How'd you get to the attitude? Well, there was a philosophy, right? So you had to think differently. Like, listen, I don't have a car, so I can't go. The difference in the philosophy is I don't have a car, so I have to go. So I can stop saying I don't have a car.
Wow. Yes.
Right? So it's a shift in philosophy that helps you to look at things.
It's a hard shift.
Yeah, it is.
It's a hard shift. But again, when you have someone, like you said, pushing you along, it's so helpful. Yeah. And it puts you on a fast track.
Yeah. Hard is worth it, man. Hard is worth it.
I don't mean to cut you off, babe. But you say this all the time. People say you have to have a tough conversation.
Right.
You don't say that anymore because for you, it's not a tough conversation. It's a needed conversation and you know what the outcome is going to be and it's going to be great once you get over the hump.
Yeah.
So I say, yeah, this is going to be tough. You're like, no, it's not. This is what you do.
Yeah.
But again, I have you there to say, oh, you know what? This isn't tough. You're right. I got this.
Yeah. It's also how we define the words that we say to ourselves. Right. Mm-hmm. So you say something's tough. Okay. So tell me what tough is. Mm-hmm. Right. Because it was tough for me to have this conversation. Why is it tough? Because I don't want them to take it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
How's the relationship? Well, mm-hmm. the relationship is great. You know what I mean? They trust me. They know that I really love them. There's no hidden agenda. I love them unconditionally. Then it's not tough.
Then when you tell me that, I say, well, you talk to them then. Thanks. Let me know how it goes.
It's not tough because it is something that you can do.
And
something you can
right.
do is actually easy.
You're
things that are
right.
tough are things you can't do,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's tough to climb the mountain if you don't have the stamina to climb the mountain. It's tough to actually do an activity that you don't have the skill in doing.
Yes.
So if you can open your mouth and talk, it's actually not tough to talk. It's tough. We're saying it's tough because we're hopeful that it's received the way it's intended. So now we have to shift what we're saying about that conversation because it's actually not tough. What we're saying to ourselves is, hey, I'm hopeful that you receive this the way it's intended because I love you. I care about you. So let's say that. Let's not say it's tough because tough stops us from doing it.
Yeah. And if you do it that way, it relieves so much anxiety.
Yeah.
It's so much fear of not knowing, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, the key is honestly, it's still the best policy. So it goes something like, look, I was so nervous about making this call. And the only reason I was so nervous and hesitant about making this call is because I felt like I love you too much not to say it, but I didn't want you to receive it the wrong way. And then I started realizing, you know what? Because they know how much I love them, they know exactly where it's coming from.
Yes.
They know it's coming from my heart.
Right.
So I appreciate the relationship I have with you to be able to say this. And so my point is that it's how we define certain things. Like we were just talking about hard. Well, it all depends on how you define hard. I mean, hard could be like living on the ground with two tins pressed up against one another, which is what we've seen in some countries that we visited. And so then it helps you to redefine what hard is in a country like the United States.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? So, but it's all in how you define what hard is. So if I keep saying things are hard, then it's stopping me from doing them because I'm saying to myself, the self-talk is that it's hard. And hard says, man, it's a chore, it's a task, it's difficult. That's what hard means.
Right.
But if we say, hey, look, this is doable. This is doable. Can I do it? Yes. Am I hesitant? Yes. Have I been procrastinating? This is why we say look in the mirror so that we can stop saying that, hey, this I want this outcome,
mm-hmm.
but did I become? And the becoming, guys, is critical because it allows us to address what's stopping us from becoming. Is it associations? Is it the wrong circles that keep talking us out of stuff? That's why we stop doing it because we're like, I'm buying this person's opinion. They keep saying, why are you still doing that? Are you rich yet? Or all the stuff I heard.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to become someone that could repel that, that could withstand that, that could do it in spite of that. And that's not always easy, but I told myself that I'm going to do it anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. So become.
That's so good.
Become,
that's so good.
Guys. Become.
Become.
Just work on becoming. Whatever that means to you, you know what's holding you back. Number one, acknowledge it. That, you know what? I want this, but these three things are holding me back. Now, who do I need to become in order to overcome those things in order to get a particular outcome?
Yes. I love it.
All right, guys. This has been
another episode.
Yes.
And I think next season we should get back to interviews. Because some of those interviews we did and some of our past podcasts were really good. So stay tuned.
Only some of the interviews?
No, all the interviews. Most of the interviews we did were really, really good. No, they were all amazing. I didn't mean to say it like that.
I'm just listening to your words. I didn't put words in your mouth. You said it. Remember, the things we say to ourselves about ourselves would eventually determine what and even who we attract for ourselves. This has been another episode of the Self-Talk Experience.
And when you take a look in the mirror and you don't like what you see, call me. I'll hype you up.
See you guys.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself.